It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College men's basketball team used a second-half run to best Sauk Valley Community College 82-64 to capture their first win of the season on the final day of the Meridian Credit Union Classic at the Hellyer Student Life Center in Iowa. Freshman Sincere Burnett led the team with 23 points in 23 minutes of work, going 7 of 10 from three-point range. Burnett, a 6'1 guard from Raleigh, North Carolina, brought a spark off the bench, burying 6 three-pointers during a 5-minute and 28-second stretch in the second half that saw a 3-point Cloud County lead quickly balloon to 17 points. Burnett also had 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal. Less than 24 hours after a second-half scoring drought doomed the T-Birds in their first game of the year in an 82-64 loss to number 11 Indian Hills, Cloud County was much more aggressive offensively against Sauk Valley. The T-Birds shot 44% from the field and 57% from three-point range over the final 20 minutes. Up next, Cloud County comes back to Concordia for their home opener Thursday night when they host Kansas Wesleyan JV. Tip is set for 8 p.m. from Arlie Bryant Gymnasium. The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team opened the 2024-2025 season leading wire-to-wire in a convincing 85-64 home win over Northern Oklahoma College Tonkawa on Sunday. 10 different players scored for the T-Birds, who shot 40.8% from the floor as a team, combining for 40 points in the paint and a staggering 34 points off turnovers. The Cloud County women are also back at home Thursday at 6 when they host Concordia University JV.